Okay. So at the end of Nashim, he speaks about Saita. Obviously, Saita is he's a woman that went off the Derech. And now he, in Yud Ches, he speaks about the appropriate way of a person dealing with how should he go about dealing at home with issues and breaches and so on. So he says like this: Yud Ches Mitzvos Chachamim Yudneisol Lekanis Linshehem. It's a mitzvah. Chazal said it is a mitzvah to be mekani, which means to warn in the sense that things are not right and so on. Shenema Vekines Ishtoi V'Chol Amekani LiIshtoi Nesav Ruach Tahara. And it's something that is appropriate. The person is trying to do what's right and trying to make sure that things are b'kedusha. So we say it's right. However, and now it gives a whole list of things that a person is should do. V'lo yikanela, lo mitoich schoik, v'lo mitoich sicha, v'lo mitoich kalas roish, v'lo mitoich meriva latel ema. So here we're talking about an extraordinary moment where a person is sort of warning his wife. And the Rambam says what's important is you cannot do it mitoich schoik and sicha and kalas roish. If a person is not taking it seriously, it's highly inappropriate for the message he's trying to give. So on the one hand, when the message is coming without sufficient oomph on his part, with not sufficiently giving it the kovet roish it needs, it's not going to be effective and it's not going to accomplish. You can't expect a message of such chashivas to be chal on a person when the way you're saying it is kind of very flippant and irreverent. On the other hand, if it's coming with sich and kalos roish, with meriva and ema, it's also bad. Halachically, it doesn't affect it, but it's something that is it's going to be counterproductive. And the reason is because that's also not, even though the person could be yelling and screaming and jumping up and down, and maybe the words the person is saying is right, but that doesn't have, that's not where the message comes from. If a person is angry and upset at his wife for X, Y, and Z, and he just found another way to dress it up, and the fact that she's flirting with somebody or whatever, then the message is coming across is not Kedusha and Tara. The message coming across is I'm being, I dissed over here, and I'm the one who's upset, and it's about me. That's really what the person is saying. And that doesn't in any way it enhance the effectivity of the kinui, because it's become another piece between me and you. It's one of the reasons why in general a person giving musa to his wife, in both from klali, a person dealing with frumkeit issues, it's not effective, because there's always a lishitase. There's always something more. Really, you're upset that the food I made wasn't what you wanted. So you're dressing it up now with frumkeit, but it has nothing to do with the frumkeit. And it becomes a whole it subverts the teichacha from being l'shem shemayim to being something else, and the way the person expresses it by being angry and upset and toch meriva not la'ema, that's something that is going to destroy the value of teichacha. Yutes ein roy likfoitz v'lekanes if the edim tchila. A person shouldn't go to edim first. In other words, the halacha is if you're mekanef the edim, so you get all of the issues of edim, that she becomes us and so on and so forth. A person should not be mekana in front of edim first, but rather al beinoy leveino binachas ubederach tayre vazhara kedadricha ubederach yisrael lahasa michshel. So the person should, it should be obvious if you really mean it l'shem shemayim, and your real tachlis is to make sure things are right, so why are you jumping tatum? You have to convince the person that you seriously mean it, l'shem shemayim. And if you're not, then what are you doing? It's something which the l'shem shemayim over here is going to be by the setting. If you right away ran to the lawyer and you got the edim, then it's not l'shem shemayim. And you don't really want it to work. What you really wanted is to sort of blow up. If a person doesn't care, doesn't show any type of doesn't pay attention to what's going on at home, is also a chayte. In other words, all of the things that a person, it's almost as if there's two opposites here. There's one side where a person seems to indicate, I couldn't care less, and the person is basically saying that, I do whatever you want, I couldn't care less, and that's bad. On the other hand, if a person is doing it in a way where it's a personal thing and not l'shem shemayim, that's also bad. A person has to make it's a very, very tough one. On the one hand, a person has to pay attention. It should bother him. He should realize that he has an achrayus that his family behaved the way they should. On the other hand, doing it with emotions, which usually tend to be personal exasperation, upset, and so on, then it becomes counterproductive also. So we tend to find it a lot more comfortable either to totally ignore or to, either just do whatever you want, leave me alone, or it's something which we go with a vengeance after it, because you take it very personal. I know that this is supposed to be what's supposed to be, and because you're not doing it, I'm very, very angry at you, upset, you're undermining my own sense of having, of doing what's right, and you make me look as a fool, and so on. So it's very, very, it's very hard to do what's right, because we have a tendency to go one or other way. We either tend to do things in a way that is, very, very laissez-faire, do whatever you want, leave me alone and forget about it, or we tend to become crazy about it and be very, very vicious about it. So a person needs to do both. He needs to be makpid on it. Makpid meaning he should take care of it. The person should be on top of it. He should recognize it as being something which is important to him. It's something which is, he cares about it very much. It's something that this is what he wants. So how to do it is something that the person needs to take it. The person needs to take it in a way that it's effective and it comes what it's supposed to accomplish. Okay, let's take a look at the next one. Is it Rambam Hilchos Yisurei Bia, right? That's the next one. Okay, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Yisurei Bia sums up the problems of our eyes and how bad it is, and so on. So the Rambam says that a Yudches, it's the end of Surah B'ya, Chaf Beis Yudches. Ein lecha dava b'chal ha-tere kula shukasha l'rivam lifreish elemin ha-rayis v'abiyas ha-surus. It is the hardest thing for Klal Yisrael to be to separate themselves from is arayis. Arayis is big zaytzahara, and that is the hardest thing. Omru chachamim, b'shosh netznavu yisrael arayis, bochu b'kibla mitzvah b'tarumis u'b'chia, shem b'poichel mishpachos about iske mishpachos. So the first thing is a person needs to be aware that it is a difficult yitzahara, and it is the hardest yitzahara. And he says, "Be'omru chachamim, yutes gezel v'arayis nafshal v'misavlim chamdasim." Gezel arayis is two things that a person's nefesh craves for it. Ve'ena tamoitzik kohol bechol zman uzman she'ein ben prutzim v'arayis b'yisasuris. And every tzibur, every time, you will always find people, there will always be prutzim in arayis. It's something that is a it's something that's kind of astounding. But the Rambam says so first of all, when people speak about the good old days and Kedusha and Tara and this and that, there always was a problem, and no one can, you know, it's something that you can't say there never were problems. The problems might have been different problems, but it were always were problems. And he says the it sounds like either the Rambam is saying that don't think that there'll be a matzav where you can get it. There shouldn't be. You always have to be on guard and do something about it. And he says a person should be koyfez yetzahara, or lehargel atzim b'kedusha yaseira, or b'machshav etahira, or b'dayan nechayni hazmehen. A person should be margel himself with kedusha, machshav etahira, and dayan nechayna, in order to be protected. So he min hayichud shagoyer magadol, and he should be very careful from yichud, because yichud is something that is a big goyim for it. Let's talk about this in two ways. First of all, we tend to poo-poo it and say, I really, really can't do anything. I'm not going to do anything. I'm a different type of person. And okay, there's halacha, but this and that. The answer is, first of all, a person doesn't understand how his mind changes when he's b'yichud. The reason why we're not nechshon arayis is because we don't have the opportunity. But if we have the opportunity, we can't be sure of ourselves. That's first of all. Secondly, yichud itself, I want to say over a word. I want to say the Kumarna, from the Kumarna Rebbe. He said that it says by Yosef, when he told Eishes Potiphar that, how can I do such a terrible avera? He said, "Veich es es arag doy lazois and yechoytu kol hayomim." So he asked, I mean, he's trying to convince her to let go. So why didn't he tell her that she would be doing also big avera, that we would be doing a terrible avera? Because at the end of the day, they're both in the same boat. She's even though she's not Jewish, but the asan and eshes ish. So the Gemara Rebbe answered. He said he didn't want to be misyachid with her, even in dibur. In other words, when you say we, there's already a feeling. It creates a sense of common space. This is when I say we. There's a sense of inclusiveness. When I'm together with another person in seclusion, that itself is a mashpia. There's a sense of me and her. There's a sense of something binding us together, just like a chedi yichud is what binds together chasan kala. Being misyachid in arayis gives you a sense of, okay, it's us, and that's something that in itself is bad. So yichud, first of all, is a practical item, because it takes away the biggest barrier that we have, which is publicity. And secondly, the sense of being together is an issue. And he says, "Gedoyla chachamim hayu oimrim l'tamidehem, hizaru bim ipnei biti, hizaru ipnei kalasi." Gedoyla chacham would tell the Talmidim, make sure I'm not together with my daughter, make sure I'm not together with my daughter-in-law. Kedei l'lamid tamidehem shle yispayishum dabazeh yishach min yichud. To teach the Talmidim that they shouldn't be embarrassed and they should be yishach min yichud. So I'm not sure what the Rambam could be meaning one of two things over here. And it's a Gemara in Kedushin. And it's a pretty strong Gemara. It says that the Amoraim used to tell the Talmidim not to, to be careful that he shouldn't get too close to his daughter or his daughter-in-law. So I'm not sure if the Rambam means, it's obviously couldn't be that they would be nechshal, but they still said it anyway, or the Rambam means that they needed to stay away from them, but why did they tell it to Talmidim? What was this whole parade? So don't be misachet with her. In either case, I think what he meant, either one of the two, the reason for being public about it is they lelamit Talmidim she'ispaishno v'zev yishach mer yichud. And this is a key point over here. We, if we have any hihur about anything we shouldn't do, we're very, very, we're obviously mispayish from it. And what we do is, we don't take any precautions. We say to ourselves, "What are you talking about? I mean, it's so far fetched and it's so terrible, not in a million years." And a lot has to do with a person's not wanting to admit his weaknesses. He has a particular weakness for another person. He's particularly fond for another person. I once said that the people who are born lo aleinu, with pedophiles, the people who want children. So you can't fault the person for craving whatever he craves, because that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu created him. There's no, it's inborn to us, or whatever, inborn, developed, whatever it is. Nobody decided that he would like to become one, this, that, or the other thing. But the real issue is, so your vote is to stay away from children. The further, the better. It's something that's what you should have done, because, it's something which is, that's in your power to do, and it's something that you're not doing. So the thing that a person has control over is how much does he own up. So let's say a person, the halacha is there is no yichud by zacha. Let's say a person feels that he has weaknesses. So the person needs to stay away from a zacha. The person needs for help. There's no embarrassment from what I start out with. What I'm embarrassed with, what I should be embarrassed is how, and what I should be embarrassed is not doing anything, anytime I'm not doing what I ought to do to take care of my weaknesses, that's something to be embarrassed of. So they especially made it clear to Talmidim, there's nothing wrong with saying I have a weakness for my daughter. What's wrong is not doing anything about it. Chaf Aleph, that's v'chein yinhoig l'srachik min ha'schoik u min ha'shichrus u min divrei agavim. This is another point, and also my Rebbe Reb Chaim Sholevitz would say the it says hayom ro vayonois bischus ma nos bischus yois vatzadik shnem vaya vayonos achutza. So the vayonos achutza. So Reb Chaim asked, wasn't that a failure of Yosef? Yosef saw that he's very weak, and he can't, and and he